This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. To great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling. The over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there, appreciate you and your job you're doing. Also to Felix and the gang delivering the mail, the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and locally as well. Also the suicide jockeys handling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel. And let's not forget the Amazon folks either, working in the warehouse or working on the trucks. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, you'll find us over there on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab, on Getter. We're also there on Truth Social. We're also there on Twitter. And you'll find us at Captain's America, all lowercase, and they put an S in between Captain and America, at Captain's America. Now, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from the frozen tundra up in the north, we have none other than Mr. Ron Edwards. Yay! Yippee-yi-yo, confetti! Yay! Woohoo! Yep. Well, see, it's warm, so they can yell all they want. All right. Thank you, guys and gals. Thank you. All right. Go back in now. See ya. There they go.
All right. Hey, it's 41 degrees.
That's cold enough. Thank you. All right. Now, let's... what is it here right now? It's 69 degrees, so I'll take my temperature. Thank you very much. Okay. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start at the beginning. There's no other better place to start, right? And Ukraine's President Zelensky said Friday that special military units have entered Kherson after Russia evacuated the city that Russian President Vladimir Putin just weeks ago declared would be joined to Russia forever.
Yeah, it seems that the Russians have given up on that part of the struggle or whatever. And they've cleared out. So, however, Zelensky questioned whether all the soldiers are out. And he said that, for you folks that are left behind, soldiers and mercenaries and collaborators, go ahead and surrender, and you'll be treated in accordance with the law and international standards.
Yep, we'll find out. By the way, I don't see any problem with money collections in the country, because the federal government yesterday announced that they had collected a record $318,576,000,000 in total taxes during the month of October. That's the first month of fiscal 2023.
That is amazing. And yet the federal government would like to grab more of our money. They're hiring, 87,000. Yeah, individuals arming them. Going to give them guns, too, to come after us for whatever reasons. Well, the reason is for more money. I don't get it. What we need to do is force the federal government. I don't know how we can force the federal government. It's too big now to slow down on the spending instead of needing more and more, or saying that they need more and more taxes. I mean, this is just crazy. Who would believe, Captain, that they would be taking so many of our tax dollars, and for what? They're not protecting us with us. They're not protecting us with the money. They're not doing anything good with most of the money. So,
well, did you not hear what Biden just did at his summit he was at yesterday? He promised everybody money?
Yeah, absolutely. But I understand, you know, to be honest with you, I understand their goal is to waste and deplete our money supply and collapse our economy. I believe that goal is in force right now under the Biden regime. Give all our money away, waste our money, tax the people more, regulate them, and just to break down our economic activities.
Could very well be. It could very well be. And, of course, we're fixing to go out on a break here. But before we go out on a break, I just want to mention that I am talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And when we come back, we will have an Edwards Notebook for you. And also, don't forget, we'll be talking about some coffee, because I've got a couple of coffee sitting over here I've been waiting to sip a little bit on. It's iced coffee. It's not hot coffee, because I like my iced coffee. So there you go. And, by the way, Judy, thank you for your comment. She says, hi, Captain. Perhaps it's a ghost of John McCain in Arizona that's screwing everything up. How do you like that? All right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, for more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And Jeff thinks it is, so let's hear what Jeff has to say about the beautiful day in the neighborhood.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
On June 2nd, 1995, U.S. Air Force Captain Scott O'Grady was patrolling the designated no-fly zone over war-torn Bosnia when at 27,000 feet, his F-16 fighter was struck by a surface-to-air missile. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Captain O'Grady desperately pulled his ejection lever and was catapulted into the sky at 350 miles per hour. Remarkably, he managed to land unscathed, but in enemy territory. For 6 incredible days and nights, O'Grady eluded capture by the Bosnian Serbs, who were relentlessly pursuing him. O'Grady said his faith in God also sustained him, and that during his third day on the ground, he experienced the love of God to such a degree that it took away his fear of death. On the sixth day, in a daring daylight rescue, an elite team of U.S. Marines moved in with a chopper, dodged enemy fire, and pulled the American to safety. At a national press conference following his triumphant return to the United States, O'Grady said, quote, "If it were not for my love for God and his love for me, I would not be here right now." When I think about our republic, she too could benefit from being rescued from the diabolical plots, plans, and tricks of those hell-bent on her demise. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
And guess what? Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Because Constitutional Grounds Coffee is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. Now, Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many are raving about. I've got some iced coffee right in front of me. That's the way I choose to drink my coffee. I like the iced coffee. And I'll tell you what, Constitutional Grounds, because of the fact that you want the best, the Constitutional Grounds coffee is the coffee that you're going to want in your cup. Now, simply go to the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display on the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com website. And make your purchase. And make sure you, when you do that, make sure you tell them that you heard it here in the Captain's America Third Watch. But in the meantime, I'm going to do a little sample here. Let's see here. Oh, that is good. That is good. But anyway, Constitutional Grounds Coffee is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There was that masked man came through on a white horse again. Okay, well, there you go. Constitutional Grounds. Check out the display at theronedwards.com, the website. You'll find out more there. And I'm sure you're going to like the coffee. It's really good coffee. Well, Mr. Ron, here we go again. Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he will not vote to reelect Mitch McConnell as Senate GOP leader. He's not the only one saying that. We Marco Rubio yesterday came out and said something a little different. He said McConnell, who wanted to be elected majority leader before we have this little election over here in Georgia, he said, just put it off and wait until after the election before you decide what you want to do running for the leadership position. Because it looks like as if right now we have got to win two, not one, two seats to have the advantage in the Senate. And that means we have to win both Nevada and Georgia, because we lost Arizona tonight. So that being said, I don't think we can. I don't think we got any room to spare. We got to get with the program, get with the plan. Everybody get on board and do what we can to get Herschel across the finish line. And there's not much we can do in Nevada because they've already voted. The votes have been counted, but hopefully there'll be a good result there with Mr. Laxalt, who, by the way, is starting to lose votes in the counting that's going on.
Yeah, and that's the way they set it up, so that, you know, they keep these recounts going and going and going. And I've heard that there are nefarious things going on in the counting process, and they keep this going until they get the outcome that they want so that they can continue to destroy this country politically. And but at the same time, thank God and hallelujah that Mr. Hawley says no yet to Mitch McConnell, Mr. Deputy Droopalong. Mr. McConnell is no good for the conservative movement in this country. He is no good for standing up for our Constitution or anything. He's just there in the way, kissing the backsides of Democrats, you know, whenever he has the opportunity. Rather than standing up for the party, not so much for the party, but for the people and for the right principles, he has compromised more than, he's compromised more than old paper. I mean, the guy is just, he's of no use.
Don't forget that his wife is compromised because of the Chinese shipping company.
Yeah, that's the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's bought and paid for. He's pimped up by the Chinese, or indirectly his wife is. And so, he's ineffective for America. How about that?
Yeah.
It may be great for China, but not for us.
Now, our fuel prices skyrocketed 68.5% last year. No surprise. We knew that was going to happen. And by the way, they went up again yesterday little bit. And the overall energy prices have jumped 17.6% over the past 12 months from October to October. Now, I do know that we could be, once again, energy self-sufficient, and should be. We shouldn't be relying on anybody for anything, but the Democrats who happen to be in charge, sorry, Charlie, the Democrats who happen to be in charge are out there, and they're making sure that they stay in control of the situation and they continue to drive the price of fuel the way they want it, which is not the way we want it.
Well, Democrats are not big fans of We the People or this country, and that's obvious. No one with any sense can deny that. And things are also exacerbated because I think in California, didn't they have a refinery go up in flames?
Yes.
So that you know, it's amazing how these refineries have been hit. Just boom, 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 one after another. I know they're not all accidents. I can't prove it, but it just looks like it's, you know, rather nefarious there. But overall, energy prices, as you said, 17.6% increase. And when you couple that with the prices of food, I mean, you need petroleum to you know, for the harvesting of food and processing and things of that nature. And so it's all tied together. A fuel oil index rose 68.5%. Index for electricity rose 14.1%. The index for natural gas increased 20.0%. And, Captain, it's all because, not because we don't have enough energy supply, because we've got more than just about anyone else on Earth.
Right.
But it's because of pig-headed Democrats and rhino Republicans allowing the Democrats to do what they're doing to damage this country.
Yeah, especially natural gas. We have
more
gas. Mm-hmm.
We could run the planet.
Yep. You're right. Absolutely right. And, folks, I'm talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we are getting ready to head for the bottom of the hour break, and I'll have to say hasta la vista, baby, to Mr. Ron. So I want to just bring back in here the discussion we had earlier. Arizona, of course, they're still counting ballots. A record number of 570,000 ballots dropped off at a Maricopa County voting center on Election Day by the post office. The system they have in place allows them to do things that you just scratch your head and go, what are they doing? Well, they're taking advantage of the laws that they put in place to see to it that they can do all the monkeying around that they're doing. Call it whatever you want.
It's more to it. I believe there's a little bit more to it than just following the law because, you know, they say that this one race has already been settled, and now they continue to count over and over again and whatever they're doing because they're going to try to do the same thing with Kerry. Who would be a great governor if they allow her to be elected, chosen by the people. And I think it's a little bit more nefarious than just by going by the laws. There's more sneaky stuff. You've got Ohio and Florida. They know who won and who lost the same night. And both states have larger populations than Arizona.
That's because we verify our signatures via a computer verification system, not by hand, not by hand. All right, I will talk to you on Tuesday. Have yourself a great weekend.
Take care. Bye now.
Yep, bye-bye. All right, and it's actually Wednesday, but that's okay. Maybe I will talk to him on Tuesday. Who knows? We'll be back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It looks like former President Donald Trump is set to announce another run for the White House next week.
That's according to Trump advisor Jason Miller, who spoke to former advisor Steve Bannon. Miller said it's going to be a very professional, very buttoned-up announcement on Tuesday. A Veterans Day observance was held Friday at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says the wall memorializes those who defended people they never met during a time of intense polarization in the United States.
It is an extraordinary act to put on the nation's uniform. Leave the safety of your home, deploy to a war zone in a foreign land, and fight for the freedom of someone else.
The NFL is set to honor the late John Madden on Thanksgiving Day. Madden died last year at the age of 85. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Smile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You bet. Right. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, Heroes Mile and HeroesMile.com is an organization founded by veterans, set up by veterans to help veterans. Now, they have since grown, and they also have first responders on the staff to help first responders deal with the problems that they have. Now, this is what the good thing is about all of this. You know, and I know, that unless you've walked a mile in somebody's shoes, you have no idea what's going on when they start talking about situations that happen in combat or in a rescue that went bad or in a vehicle extrication where they couldn't get the person out before the vehicle went over a cliff or whatever the situation. You know that. Well, Heroes Mile knows it too. That's why they have people there with specialties to work with you and help you out with the problems you're having. Now, you can check them out online, first of all, by going to the website heroesmile.com. That's heroesmile.com. Also, here's what I want you to do. After you do that, give them a call. Follow up by calling them at 888-VET, now the number 2. That's 888-VET, V-E-T, now N-O-W, the number 2. 888-VET-NOW-2. That's the phone number. The website, heroesmile.com. Go over there and check them out. See what they have to offer. I'm sure you're going to like what you see. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the live stream cameras capturing the vote counting process in one key Nevada county went dark Wednesday night. County officials said all staff had left for the night when the cameras went off. And according to the Washoe County officials, a computer application lost connection Wednesday night, causing the live stream cameras to go dark at 11:24 p.m. Officials said that all staff had left for the night about 60 minutes earlier, and they did not arrive back at the office until 7 a.m. So it was dark for that length of time there. And to that, all I can say is you got to wonder. You just got to wonder.
Well, according to officials there, they say they looked at the other surveillance footage from the building. They said that no one else went in to the area, according to them. But here's what happened after the cameras came back on. They had brought in some new ballots or processed some new ballots and released some new results. And guess what? It all started leaning Democrat.
Uh-huh. Yep. And that's what we've been seeing here, is that all of a sudden the Democratic votes are starting to catch up to our senatorial candidate there, the Republican, and the incumbent senator is gaining ground slowly but surely. So, you know, we had that discussion with Ron a few minutes ago that you keep counting until you get the results you want, but it's not quite that simple. They have actually got rules that favor them doing things this way because of the way they accept the ballots.
Well, exactly right. And of course, one of the ways to fix that is you have to be able to start building a coalition to pressure for change in the election procedures to make them more open, more transparent, and so on and so forth. You know, Florida, for what, you know, some of the blue state people might talk about Florida, but Florida gets it right. There's no question as to who won the election, and there's no real challenge to it because that process is so good.
Yep. Now, a branch of the Iranian military recently made imminent, incredible threats to the lives of two United Kingdom journalists. Now, they did so before Iran labeled their news agency as a terrorist organization. That's rather interesting.
Well, of course, and obviously, you know, Iran is in such hot water these days that it's not surprising that they're using these kinds of tactics.
Mm-hmm. Now, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Chris Magnus is being pressured to resign or be fired, and he said Friday he refused the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' request that he resign. Instead, he's trying to stay and make things better, not worse, and he blames things being worse on Mayorkas, not him.
Well, certainly, you know, it's not lost on Mayorkas, all this talk about what happens if the Republicans got control of the House and the Senate and wanted to move to try to impeach somebody like Mayorkas and get him removed
right
out of his job. So I don't know. Is this sort of pre-game sort of a preemptive strike?
Well, it might be to get somebody out of the way that might be someone that would help the Republicans or something like that. That's kind of where my mind went.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So 55% say Veterans Day is more important than ever. How about that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's always important. It always has been, but certainly these days, Captain, especially as we remember our vets and we thank our vets and we honor our vets, I'm glad to see that that more people believe that it's even more significant today.
Now, Senator Marco Rubio, who surged to victory in his reelection bid on Tuesday against Democratic challenger Val Demings, called for the Senate GOP leadership vote slated for next week to be postponed. Now, that's the one where Mitch McConnell was going to run again for leadership. He said, first, we need to make sure that those who want to lead us are generally committed to fighting for the priorities and values of working Americans of every background who give us big wins in states like Florida. Now, Rubio tweeted that. Then he said his sentiment was quickly echoed by, which is true, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, who said his colleague from Florida was exactly right.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this all some sort of party disunity, or is this the process by which you try to pick your leadership? You know, because it will be spun. Oh, the Republicans are, they're falling apart. I mean, look at them. They're fighting amongst themselves and so forth. But that's not it at all, because that's what the process is designed to do. It's designed to try to pick the person or the leadership, whoever that may be, to be the right leadership for the time and for what you need to do.
Yeah, the last thing we want to do right now is to be deciding on people in different positions until we get Herschel Walker across the finish line. That's got to be the priority first.
Well, certainly, and that's where I think I believe the Republican Party will be unified. But of course, with many in the media, certainly the Democrat Party elite, they're going to continue to try to take their shots.
Now, COVID couldn't kill Joe Biden's presidential chances. His unpopular agenda and gross ineptitude at carrying out the duties of the office of the presidency couldn't convince voters to vote for Republicans under any circumstances, apparently, because they were that set against Donald Trump. Now, everyone who was bracing for a Democratic Party beatdown used Biden as an excuse to not run for a second term right now. That's what they're saying. They don't want to run for a second term. The reason has not yet been neutralized. Now, the incidences that are going on seem to be due to Biden's lack of political skill. Now, there's a lot of absent and a lot of just plain luck things going on. Ungodly string of good fortunes to the horror of many of us that he sticks around in office.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that, you know, there was announced the other day that Biden was going to be meeting with family and so forth to try to figure out whether or not he's going to run again.
That's what we heard.
Yes, and of course, even up to this point, they've always had to say that he's going to run again. Every president's going to say that. But whether or not he really does at this point, that remains to be seen.
Well, that is true, so we'll have to sit back and relax and see what happens as it happens, right?
That's right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Truckers Highway Bible Report coming up.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get through. It's a killer, they'll let it all.
favorite movies of all time and one of my favorite songs of all time, Shakedown from Beverly Hills Cop, or Beverly Hills Cop. I believe that was what, number one or number two?
It was Beverly Hills Cop 2, that's right.
Yeah. That movie was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Laugh and a bunch of activity and, you know, the scenes and all the stuff they cooked up. And, of course, the lieutenant who got shot got ambushed. And Eddie came from Detroit to save the day. So there you go. By the way, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Check them out. Pull on in there, get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee this time of night, and maybe you might want to grab a snack from the snack bar or from the deli that they got there. Now, Kyle, you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Okay, truckers and travelers up in northern Montana tonight, U.S. Highway 2, all the way from around Hinsdale through Glasgow, down to Nashua, to Fraser, down to Fort Peck. You've got dense fog advisory up there tonight. This looks like it popped on the map, I think, even since last hour, so be careful with that. And, of course, we continue in western Nevada up near Reno along I-80. Looks like a weak winter storm is going to be coming in over the weekend. It's going to bring some light snowfall, but gusty Sierra winds. So you want to be aware of that. That's, again, up in the Reno area, heading out towards Winnemucca. And then over on the California side, it's going to affect Susanville all the way down to, I believe, was Mammoth Lakes region, almost to Bishop. So you want to be careful with that. Also, right now on the radar map, we're looking at some rain, again, coming across Interstate 5 up near Redding. It's going to be a mix of rain and sleet, and then snow off to the east of that, northeast, heading up into southern Oregon, up through Lakeview, and a little bit north of there. So that's what we're seeing on the map right now. And by the way, there's fog on Donner Pass coming out of I-80 this morning as well. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, you know, where they had all the snow, and they had a big old blizzard a few days ago there in North Dakota. They got a bunch of snow on the ground and a bunch of snow on the highway, and it's cold. So they're telling people about it. I-90, 4, running across west out of Bismarck and running up towards Montana, so be careful. Be advised that you could have some problems maybe going up and over some of the passes that are there. There's a couple of them before you get to Montana. And then coming on down the line, down into Oklahoma, very cold temperatures tonight. Temperatures will be in the teens, if not lower than that, from central Oklahoma all the way down to Texas, down through the Metroplex, down through Dallas and Fort Worth, down to just about San Antonio. And freeze warnings all across Texas tonight, east-west, Metroplex on out to almost El Paso, gee whiz, and then Lubbock south down to the Mexican border, and you've got Fort Stockton, and you've got, let's see here, you've got Sweetwater in the mix there when it comes to the freezes, and I-20, I-30. You're going to have some really cold temperatures to contend with there. I-35 north-south, I-40 east-west up in Oklahoma for quite a stretch there from about El Reno over to the other side of Oklahoma City and also up into Tulsa. And we've got a frost warning tonight for the rest of Texas, East Texas, on I-20, coming across through Louisiana and coming across over into Mississippi on I-20. So be advised of that. It'll be all the way across. Now, down along the Gulf, we have some very rough sea conditions, especially from Brownsville on up all the way over to Pensacola, Florida. So be advised of that. Now, we have some unsettled weather conditions right now for a lot of Minnesota, a lot of Wisconsin. We do have some snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, which is starting to drift over into Wisconsin, if you will. So be advised of that if you're traveling along up there. We've got some unsettled weather in Indiana and parts of Kentucky and the southern part of Illinois, so that could get interesting there as well. And then moving over into upstate New York, Buffalo area, rain tonight coming off Lake Erie and over east about 30, 40 miles. And then we've got some severe thunderstorm warnings over in the Adirondacks, so be advised of that, as well as the Catskills tonight. So you could be running into some heavy weather over there. And when it comes to the East Coast tonight, all the way from Nova Scotia all the way down to the Chesapeake Bay, you have got gale warnings all the way along the coastline. You've got some rain that's just starting in there along the coastline of Jersey and Virginia and Massachusetts. There'll be more as the day progresses along. Might even be some snow as the day progresses along. But be advised that the weather, that storm going up through there is really making life miserable for some people, Kyle.
Yes, unfortunately so.
Yep. So, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
Well, folks, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pirate and Flying J Travel Centers. Check them out at piratesflyingj.com. Join the My Rewards Plus app. Get great rewards, get great offers, and save 10 cents a gallon on gas between now and December 31st. Pilatesflyingj.com.
Yippee-yay-o, Cow Patty.
That's right.
All right, and again, I want to thank you very much for being part of the program this week, and we will be talking to you on Monday morning.
That sounds great, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the Professor of Politics. Have yourself a good one. Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and again, we appreciate him and everything that he does for the program. He's a hardworking guy, and he works very hard to give you the accurate information that you need to have, especially when it comes time for the weather, if you will. Now, you know, it's been 3 days since the election day, and so far it looks like we have achieved something. It looks like Republicans will at least take the House. Now, we moved forward. We didn't go backwards. We didn't lose. We just didn't win as much as we had hoped. Now, Democrats are feeling pretty good. In fact, they are feeling great. Joe Biden is out there saying that the election results have validated everything he's been doing, and he's going to double down. Well, the Democrats clearly haven't gotten their wake-up call yet, because their efforts have not been validated at all by anybody. So there you go. Just think about that for a while, if you will. Now, while we're waiting for Denise, and I'm not sure where she's at, but while we're waiting for Denise, you need to keep in mind that here on the Captain's America Third Watch, you can always go to the website to find out the latest that's going on. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And we're more than happy to talk to you and with you and try to help you any way that we can. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch will be coming right back with more. This is the weekend edition, and we're happy to be here. We hope you're happy to be hearing us. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.